First, I got some exciting news in my email yesterday. The Gulf Research Center in Saudi Arabia is happy to finance my projects. Finally, I can drop this radio gig and focus on Rob's robot dinosaurs. Wait, what's that? You got that email too? They can't be able to finance all our projects. I guess it must have been spam email. Now, for most people, we hopefully recognize that it's spam, delete it, and move on. Not our next guest. Michelle McQuaid Dewhurst is a professor of music at UW Green Bay. She plays principal horn with the Widener Philharmonic and the Manitowoc Symphony, and she writes music inspired by, among other things, spam emails. Michelle, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, usually we view those spam emails as disposable. What inspired you to make some art out of them?
Well, there was a period where I suddenly noticed I was getting a lot more spam than usual. I don't really know why. And I noticed that the tone of some of these emails had changed, and some of them were strangely aggressive and some of them were weirdly charming. And I guess I started opening them because I was trying to figure out why there were so many extra. And at a certain point, I asked myself the question, what would happen if I decided, instead of trying to filter them out, but I let them in and tried to do something with them? And that's where these little songs came from.
Well, let's get a taste of your work. This is a piece called Have You Been Told? Tinnitus or tinnitus cures involved here. I think we're going to hear the whole thing. These are pretty short. Yeah, so I get the urgency there. You really captured the urgent tone in that email you were talking about.
Thank you very much. And I tried to match the pitch of my own experience with the issue here.
Right, yeah, a occupational hazard for a musician, tinnitus. Now, you go into these emails, you read them. How do you start taking that text, I guess that's the libretto for your piece, and building some music around it?
Well, I've obviously rejected a lot of spam because I have more source material than I could ever actually use. So I look for just odd turns of phrase or odd approaches to the subject. So, for example, I have one called Secret Admirer, and it is the most demure invitation to adult material that I've ever seen. It comes at it from this sort of shyness and, oh, I'm afraid to contact you, but if you just click this link. And so I'm looking for an attempt to try to trick me into clicking the link. By the way, I've never clicked the link.
Good. I was going to say.
Yeah. And then from there, it's just a matter of figuring out where it fits in a vocal part and building an environment for that text to sing and be made clear.
Now, I've seen the tinnitus ones, and I've seen the Secret Admirer spam. I want to set up the next excerpt we're going to play, Pura Bella. What is this is what I haven't encountered, I don't think. What is the email spam that's the basis for this one?
Sure. I think, you know, like so much advertising, these messages are preying on our fears and insecurities, and they're trying to make us click. And so this one is aimed at women, and it's about physical insecurities and trying to sell some beauty products.
That's why I don't get it. Okay, that makes sense. Well, here's an excerpt from a song called Pura Bella. I love the setup and the punchline there.
Thank you. I wanted to draw that one out a little bit before we got to the punchline.
Definitely. Now, these are short pieces, as I mentioned. You've got a bunch of them. I mean, is there an epic, opera in the works with these spam-influenced compositions?
You know, it's hard to tell a unified story, true, I think, through spam. It's more of a patchwork quilt of all our neuroses, I think.
But I mean, that is kind of the story, right? I mean, the spams are out there because presumably they're working on somebody. And I don't know, you're kind of capturing this weird spamscape, if I can make up that word.
Yeah, people must be clicking the links. Otherwise, we wouldn't keep getting these messages.
And now I think we've heard some of the audience reaction to these. What's it like for the live performances? People are seeing these and experiencing them in real time.
It's been really fun to see the reaction. I do hope people will laugh. These are not meant to be overly serious at all. I think there are some deeper messages about why these are the messages that we're getting and how these marketers are trying to work on us. But I'm content if people can just take them in and sort of recognize something that we all experience in our email boxes.
I'm always a little reluctant to ask artistic types about their next project, but I will ask, is there a spam you've gotten in the last few days that you're thinking, yeah, this could be the next piece?
Well, I do have one that I finished recently. I haven't found the next one yet, but the one I finished recently is about losing 36 pounds before Christmas.
Ouch.
So that one's timely.
Timely and a bad idea. Michelle, thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Michelle McQuaid-Dewhurst, professor of music at UW-Green Bay. She talked to us about her project to repurpose those spam emails that I think most of us get, if you have email, into songs for voice and cello.